Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 3/26/2020. Live show Thursday night. And the first thing I'm going to talk to you about tonight is the most important preparation of all. And I'm going to tell you something, because in my spirit, and I've had confirmation from other people about this, there's been extreme amount of people that would agree with me, is that this is the time of the wild weasel. This is the time when Lucifer has his last ditch run for his thing, and people think that God is bringing the COVID judgment on them. No. This is the time where Lucifer is allowed his last opportunity to change his ways, to change a different way for himself, to possibly return out of his rebellion to our Father in heaven. And this is the time that is being allowed on that, and also for you and you, and yeah, you back there, and you, all of you, to make the decision whether or not you're going to be with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, or whether or not you're going to be with Lucifer, or whether or not you're just going to leave it up to chance and see who wins and then jump on the side at the last minute, or you're not even going to think about it. You're just going to keep shopping, or you're going to keep taking the dope. You're going to keep doing the wild stuff and the wild thing and just not going to focus on it at all. Cognitive dissonance, you know, the brain freeze, like you ate 16 of the Dairy Queen slushies real quick after, football practice, you know, the double session. And you got the brain freeze. Some of you out there remember that. So what I'm going to say is very straightforwardly this, and what I've always said since I've been on the show. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he will do that if you are sincere and you pray to him and repent, then he will come to you, and by the grace of him and our Father in heaven, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven if you're to lose your life. And I would say to you, he'll wash you clean. You can be so far gone, you think you're gone, and you're far gone, you're backslid. You haven't even backslid because you never went up the hill from the front. So you couldn't slide down the back. But this is your opportunity. This is your time to choose. Do you want to have everlasting life in heaven with Lord Jesus and choose him? Repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Or do you want to go with the loose here, just leave it up to chance? Like in Revelations, you see. You know, the Laodiceans, you see. Maybe I ought to read that real quick too, if I can find it here. I believe I can. And, here we go, right here, Revelation. And unto the angel, the church of the Laodiceans, write, these sayings saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's what Jesus had to say, and that's Revelations 4, chapter 1. And you can go up there and start reading from about verse 14. So, I'll also show you right here in Luke 21, and I've called this to your attention again. I'm going to just call it a little bit more of the attention. And then, yes, we'll get to what Dr. Fauci said, or this or that or the other said, but this is the important stuff. This is the time of chaos and the time that are, as Lord Jesus said, the beginning of sorrows, the earthquakes in diverse places, the wars, rumors of wars, the famines, the pestilences like the COVID-19. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. No, wait a minute. Let's go to verse 16, Luke 21. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Well, now how is that if they're going to, some of you shall they cause to be put to death? But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Why is that? In your patience possess ye your souls. Your soul is going to heaven. You'll have a different body there. People have had that experience of going to heaven early and then coming back. I've talked about people they met. My mother had it twice. She said she went there and she met her parents and that her father and mother looked like they were at when they were the most perfect look that she can remember them. Say at about 40, they were 40, 41, or 42 years of age. And that my father, who she met while he was already passed, and she met him in heaven, and she said that he looked just like he did when he was, you know, 30, 32 years old. At the peak of life. Without any worry, without any pain, without any of the troubles and the problems and the illnesses and all the stuff. That's the beauty of what Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven offer you. So repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. Now, he also tells you some other things. He tells you that if you have the true faith, you can tell the mountain to move, and the mountain will move. He gives you dominion over serpents and scorpions and the works of the evil one. And he also tells you in John 14, listen again, because this is important. The end times are important because your soul, your survival, your family's survival stands in the balance here. Believe in me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, if you don't understand that from a syntax standpoint, by that I mean the way the sentence is constructed, and I'm looking in a King James, not the New King James, the old King James, John 14, chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Are you selling yourself short what the Lord has given you? The allowance, the gift he's given you. And verse 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Now here, if you go on down in that chapter of 14 John, he that hath my commandments, verse 21, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Would you like to see Lord Jesus manifest himself to you? He's telling you about it right here. When I was in the coma for 3-4 days, I was in the tunnel in between here and heaven, and I was with Jesus, and Jesus with me. I didn't go all the way to heaven. He had me in the middle, and he just kept me there and protected me. I could feel his tremendous love, and I could see his face. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when the wild weasel is running. This is the time of Ordo Ab Kahlo. This is the time that Albert Pike, the Lucy creator of the, and he was a Luciferian, in case you guys don't know out there, whose book is in all of your lodges. Morals and Dogma. And if you read in Morals and Dogma, which most of you haven't, you just know Albert Pike's the head of the third degree, all right? But if you read Morals and Dogma, he tells you that the God that we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer, the light bringer. Oh, light. You want more light, huh? The light bringer is who? And that you're not worshiping Adonai, but you're worshiping Lucifer, the light bringer. That's what your creator of your 33rd degree tells you in his book, Morals and Dogma. So this is the time that the Lucys are running for the goal line. You see this in Pelosi, all right? All of this stuff, she had stuff in there to want to give money to abortions. And at the same time, we have a pope named Francis telling people there's not going to be masses for a while and all of that. And you have all the countries and the big churches and stuff. They don't want to hold religious service because somebody might get something. But where is the prayer? Where love for God? Where is the worship and the ability to stand against all evil and against disease and against the wars and against the famine, and against the earthquakes in diverse places, of which there's been a number of them here recently. 7.5 in the Kuril Islands. Actually, 3 of them, but they've eliminated a few of them because you don't pay attention, so they put them down the memory hole. Well, there's only one 7.5 there now. Incidentally, I'm just going to tell you one thing also. This Monday the 23rd, you remember how long ago I gave you that date, Monday the 23rd of March? And I gave that to you probably about the middle of February, maybe the first or second week of February. I told you I'd gotten a date, an alleged date, that I couldn't confirm, but I was telling you that might be the possibility where a more full...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I guess they knocked me off the air again tonight. You know what that means. They don't like me talking about what I'm talking about. And one of the things I'm talking about Lord Jesus. I'm talking about the way to get out of this thing. And the first thing that you need to do is to understand that Lucifer runs these. Lucy's in the high levels of the military, the high levels of the intelligence community, the high levels of the government, the high levels of banking, and the high levels of many of the large church denominations. They have very little to do with Lord Jesus and his archangels and our Father in heaven, but they have a lot more to do with trying to lock you down. And in my state, there has been no declaration by the governor. In my county, the order is signed by the county public health officer. And then in my county, being right on the state line, and then the county north is Wyandotte County. This is Johnson County. Wyandotte County with Kansas City, Kansas, it's locked down also. That doesn't appear on, you know, TV, on Fox, or any of the big maps where they show all the lockdown places. We had very few cases in all of Missouri or in all of Kansas. I think at the last count, of course, they've been testing a lot this past week, but I think at one point when they were getting ready to talk about locking us down, there were 72 cases in the whole state of Missouri, 52 cases in all of Kansas, okay? There's more people than that with this stuff in one block in New York City. Consequently, I'm just trying to tell you why is the state not locked down, but I'm locked down. Well, let me tell you. Because Kansas City, Missouri is the headquarters capital of FEMA Region 7. Now, if you have not looked these up, you need to look up the FEMA regions. Do a search engine on it. If you want them to know what you search, make sure you use Google, all right? Because they're watching every single thing on the Internet. The Internet's slow, apparently, because a lot of people are using it, but that's always the case. It's slow because they're slowing it down so they can read everything it is and parse everything it is, and the AI wants to check and see where you're at. They want to knock people off the Skype and off the Internet, okay? But yet my machine is still on the Internet, but they knocked off the Skype. So I'm on the little talkie, you know? Well, be that as it may, when they knock me off the thing, all it proves, and you ignorant, telltale sons of bucks, you NSA, fibbies, whoever the heck you are, Luciferian scumbag, pimple-faced little shitbirds, whoever the hell you are, you're messing with the servant of the Lord Jesus, and don't ever forget it. You're messing with somebody who advocates for Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, and you are the people who are going to go to hell, okay? You're the people, not the listener, but you, those of you in the evil world who want to knock somebody off the air for telling the truth, you're the ones. Your career dissipation light should be blinking, and if you take a look in your mind's eye, then maybe you... Can you hear it? Be-maw, be-maw, be-maw. One of them old East German Stasi sirens is coming for you. And that brings me to something right now, because also Missouri's not locked down. Yet the governor knows that St. Louis is locked down, and Kansas City, Missouri are locked down, and Jackson County, Missouri, the core four. They call it the core four. Well, the core four is a supra governmental entity. It don't exist. I don't pay taxes to Missouri. Oh, unless I work in Missouri, which I don't. But they've got them in a quasi thing, and then the governor in Kansas, allegedly a 547-6329, LGBTQXYZ, you know? And then the representative from this district, XYZ4379, LBGTQXYZ, both Democrats, after the lies and the impeachment crap about Trump, all right, and because the writers do not like the way that Trump talks about people and says little things. He's not supposed to be anything but the bull in the china shop. But what you got is somebody that hides as governor and as a representative. And the representative is LGBTQXYZ47379. And then she's also a Harvard law grad. Oh, that's just great. And also an MMA fighter. Well, that's just great, you know? Jesse Ventura looked prettier in a white feather boa when he was pretending to be himself on the wrestling than you do, Representative. And why you've allowed part of your state to be put into this thing is beyond me. And then the governor of Missouri, just to let you know, he told the truth. He was on last weekend on a TV station. They interviewed him. He said this thing is going to go at least till August. Now, President Trump is ridging up against that now, isn't he? He's starting to see the deal. We also know, and if you go back on this air that I was with you, do you remember back in January when I told you that I saw Fauci, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Kedlak? Dr. Kedlak is assistant HHS secretary. And I saw them at dark 30 in the morning on C-SPAN. They were at the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR's program. And the lady on interviewing on the dais with them was President George Herbert Walker Bush's person who was involved in intelligence and also involved in what George Bush called the Office of Depopulation Control. Depopulation Control. And if you remember back in those days with Heinz Kissinger and those people in that era, is when you start to really see that Congress approved, allegedly approved, although I've seen it, and you can read Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses. Tremendous book. He wrote it a number of years ago. Dr. Len Horowitz, Emerging Viruses. And in there, he even tells you the actual bill that they passed that provided the money to create a virus that then became HIV. Now, of which, according to the map of COVID or Corona Novel 2019, that it contains part of the HIV virus, the part that coaxes the good cell to let the bad stuff in to kill it. That's why it's so easy to get. And I also told you way back then, I told you about Dr. Garth Nicholson, who I met and talked with a great deal about this, and heard him speak back in Green Valley, Missouri years ago, about the Gulf War illness and how he and his wife were two of the top 20 microbiologists and mycologists in the world. He was head of MD Anderson Cancer Center in those days before he was pulled out of there, allegedly at gunpoint by the governor of that state, who then was George W. Bush, because he had found some of the truth out about the Gulf War illness. And how when he found it, they found all kind of interesting things, that a lot of it contained about 40% of the HIV virus. He and his wife actually contracted the Gulf War illness because their daughter was a pilot of a helicopter taking special ops way up through the gut to take out the Scuds, SEALs and Rangers and Delta and various people that were taking out Scud missiles and stuff and attacking small bases and what have you. And bunkers and things. Well, the fact is that he told me way back then that there was this going on. So that is a known thing. That is a known thing, and that the people involved in making that, allegedly, Dr. Ibrahim Barbuti from Libya, allegedly had a partnership with George Herbert Walker Bush in some labs. And he made some interesting little stuff for old Saddam Hussein, who was a Bush partnership, and remember Walker Bush split the backsheesh, that's the bribe, the 10% bribe of every barrel of oil that was purchased from Iraq in those days by Texaco. Because you see, Texaco and all of that, they got involved in the fight, and Bush and his partners, the Leakey brothers from Chicago, ended up owning that corporation and a $17 billion judgment in the Texas Supreme Court. And so they got to see the real books. And since George Herbert Walker Bush, the CIA, put Saddam Hussein in power when he was nothing but a strong hitman, okay, but willing to do the work, all right. Then at some point he went and they split the back sheets, which those days was $15 billion a year. So when I see back in January that I was told, or, you know, the first week of February, I was told this date of March 23rd, then somebody knew what they were talking about, didn't they? So all I'm telling you is I've been correct on that. And I try to give credit where credit's due, but in this case, I can't, other than to say that it came from the deep background. And it was correct, because Kansas City, on both sides of the state line, went under the dark side of the FEMA 7 Act on the letter from a county public health official. And you see, it's important that we don't have troops here on the street just yet. Just yet. But you see, it's important because if they do get on there, they got arrest powers and shoot on sight in the case of certain conditions. All right? Now let's go on to what I've also told you about, because this is already starting to happen as well in various places. You see, old Villanueva, the L.A. County Sheriff, oh, great job. He let the criminals out of the jails. And immediately they start robbing joints, and even one, I believe, out there did a home invasion, raped a woman, may have even killed her. Good job, Villanueva. And then what else do you do? You're sending deputies, the hard-nosed deputies, the grinding deputies, those that's going to do whatever you tell them to do regardless. Don't make any difference if there's Bill of Rights, Constitution, or any good common decency or sense. You're going to tell them to go down and shut down the gun shops. Well, let's see. Excuse me, Villanueva? Excuse me, Villanueva? You know, what is that? You know, shut down the gun shops? Champaign Urbana shut down the gun shops? The mayor? Of course, New York, they know you can't get a gun anyway. But what is the story here, you see? Well, as far as I know, the story's this. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed Villanueva, you're in. Oh, well, you say you suspended the Constitution, huh? Well, isn't that interesting? Because that, when you give it to FEMA, that's what it is. You're under continuity of government. Continuity of government, what that means is they don't give a rat's, you know what, to doop a doop, a donk a donk about you, the people. What the only thing they care about is that government and the people holding the power in government, including them, that they survive. And that you, they're going to grind up for Southern Green if they have to, so they survive. They're going to go to the Valhalla bunkers, huh? Go to the deep Valhalla bunkers, all stocked up and ready to go while you fight it out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this thing doesn't have the kill rate just yet, that does it. It's easy to catch, and everybody seems to be catching it, and it's starting to overwhelm. Starting to overwhelm some of the medical centers in New York and in L.A. and in various places in New Orleans now. And I'm telling you, when it overwhelms, then the death rate for people over 60 goes up to, what did I tell you, about 15%. The overall death rate is about 1 or 1.3 or whatever now, because they're testing a lot more. But I will also tell you this. Somebody who's listening a lot to scanners and knows what they're dealing with, because they've also been not only in the intelligence world and the military, but they've also been in first responder world, let's say, and also in disaster relief and a whole lot of other things, too, in the old days when they used to help people. But let's say somebody listens a lot, and let's just say in one Ohio county, Ham Blanton, maybe, all right, maybe a metro area of Ham Blanton, Warren, and a couple others, but let's just go that route, is that every single night after listening for an hour or two, he hears on the scanner about two or three deaths every night. And usually one or two of the three or whatever seem to be related to the COVID-19. Like, for instance, an ambulance driver, an EMS driver, allegedly an EMS driver up in that area, a suburban area, let's say, of the metro area of Cincinnati, that he was confirmed DOA, the female police officer went up there and she called into the dispatch and said, I've got a confirmed DOA based on the subject's wife telling me that he is dead and that he is the AMBO driver or one of the AMBO drivers for the emergency medical service. And that apparently he has the COVIDs. So she then says, dispatch, I'm not going to destroy or blow my only personal protective equipment, the N95 mask, the hoodie, the booties, the suit, the safety glasses, the whole nine yards, which after each time they interact, they got to discard it. She said, why don't you have the EMS people come and pick him up, and it is a confirmed DOA. Well, that's just one or two. But now I've told you also that there was also some of these things starting to go on where they hijacked the truck that was going to Dollar General after doing two decoys, a big fire in a big apartment building, which didn't occur, and then a real one where they rammed a truck up through a window of a furniture store, and the truck got on fire and broke the plate glass and rang the bells, and everybody went on those two missions. Everybody and the police and the fire went to those two sites and across town, the gangbangers or the gangsters lit up or took the truck that was going into the Dollar General. And it had supplies of all the groceries, the toilet paper, the bottled water, the Clorox, you know, the hand sanitizer, all the stuff that everybody's trying to get, they got. You're starting to see this more and more, and now with Villanueva in L.A. County, releasing the criminals, and they're also releasing them in other places, too. But you can't get a gun to defend your family and your home. Well, here's what I have to say, you know, to that. It's in the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Perhaps one of the way they should be, you know, removed from office with a petition for redress grievances, perhaps. But is we going to be in this continuity of government under FEMA, which the president put us under FEMA, but really, he did that perhaps thinking that, well, FEMA would be better than having NORTHCOM do it, which NORTHCOM, according to Obama's Council of Governors, basically puts the governors under the Secretary of Defense. Secretary of Defense, NORTHCOM's under them. So that would put the ballywick there. I also want to call something to your attention, too. These daises, these lecterns, one got the presidential seal, used to have it on there, and it said the White House in the background. Do you ever notice how it doesn't look like it's the same backdrop or the same when you open the door that they go through, that it's not the same one certainly Obama had, but it's not even the one that George Herbalocker Bush had. They put a wall or something. There's a different thing there. Well, is it perhaps sitting in FEMA's headquarters? They're doing this now, and that's why on the actual lectern itself, instead of the presidential seal, it says White House, Washington, D.C., okay? Well, I went to the Greenbrier. I've been up to the Greenbrier to look at it one time. When you go through that security up there, that's in White Sulphur Springs up there in West Virginia. It's where the deep underground used to be for the Congress up until the early 90s when they got another one somewhere, maybe Mount Weather or somebody like that, or maybe they go to Mount Pony or maybe they go to another one. I don't know. You got Site R, Raven Rock, up across the Pennsylvania line, and then the used to be the railroad, the Underground Railroad, went from underneath the Capitol up to there and also made a stop along the way for a spur that would come off the, I think, possibly the White House and also the vice presidential residence at the Naval Observatory. Tied in. So, if we're going to get into this continuity of government and all this stuff, you see, and suspension of the Constitution, then you've got to understand it. But Obama's deal was the Council of Governors reported to the Secretary of Defense, which then reported to the President, and that there is only 10 governors for all of the United States. Well, guess what? You better look up the 10 FEMA regions. If you've not done it, you better do it. You can print the map up and you can see each one. 7 here is Missouri, Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. Not 4 bad states. And basically, to be honest with you, outside of a few cases, less than probably is one in one building in New York City. They're drawing this region under the gun, but apparently Nebraska and Iowa are not under the mandatory lockdown, yet they have some elements of it. So I'm telling you, when is the other shoe going to drop? When are the other shoes going to drop? When does Red China say to Little Kimmy, hey, Little Kimmy, you want to give some something good, let's wait until I get a few more of these COVID-19s up there in America and get a little bit more overrun. And they want you just drop the two off and pop the EMP, not the power grid out of the whole United States. And you got Russian ships up off the coast of in the North Atlantic, in the North Sea there, by Great Britain. Great Britain's got 9 ships and less than 7. But you don't know how many subs are out there for the Russians. Well, what's that by? That's by the North Sea oil fields in the North Atlantic there, up in Norway, Scotland, you see. The Russians are controlling a lot of the oil. And they're the ones that lowered the price down, you see, to try to drive the United States out of the oil business with the brick. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. You want to keep on hopping ahead, I hope you do, because it's getting hard to do, hard to stay in the game. You want to keep on hopping the game, getting blows against the Lucy Shins with the old ball bat, the old Louisville slugger, or whatever it is to hand. You can send it to Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. So what I was going to tell you a little bit earlier before was that the street gangs, they made a gang peace in the 90s in Kansas City, Missouri. And what they did covertly was to pay the leadership in those street gangs. They were from all over the country. Chicago, California, all over. You know, New York, all over. Texas, Florida, all over the place. Crips, Blood, Gangster D, all the different ones, all right? And they said, we're going to use you in the future. But keep the drive-by shootings to a dull roar, all right? Get off the evening news. And that's when incompetent and very face man would be like, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, every night, all right? Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, pop, 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 all the time. When I first moved here years ago, a number of years ago, when I first moved here, there was over 200 murders a year in a city of 1.2 million metro, all right? Look at Baltimore. 2 or 3 a night, easy in a lot of cases, you know? So, they're going to use... Who's going to use them? The U.S. Lucys. The Lucys in the high slots of the intel military who control the show, who want to take this country into a new world order. They want to create so much chaos that people beg for the order, and then they lock it all down for good. They start grinding to you and then taking you out. And then Lucifer can come on the planet, you see? And possess, because he's got enough devil power to possess now the AC's body. And then they're really going to do the blood sacrifice and take the population down, 80-90% of the world, and kill it. Because, you see, most people do not have the relationship with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, for he is their Savior. A whole lot of people go to church, but a lot of people do not know Jesus. And that's your first thing to do. And you ought to explain it to your children. And you ought to tell them what the choice is, because there won't be time for a choice pretty soon. Then yes, and you know what? The Army and all different military are asking all their retired troops to serve as healthcare specialists to fight the coronavirus. Now, that's all come out here recently. Well, you see, they need some extra stuff. And I'll tell you, they may have decided to not go all the way the other day people started emailing Trump and Twittering and doing all this kind of stuff, and they had to bring on at 5 o'clock in the morning on Fox, they had to bring on the wolf of the DHS, the Department of Human Sacrifice, to deny there was any, you know, hint of martial law coming up. We had nothing planned. You just haven't been green lights. You've had the plan since Operation Guard Plot, the 1950s. Before you were agency. It's the Army, it's NORCOM is what the thing would do when the final deal comes and the street gangs get so bad and they start to doing the home invasions, the raids and the killing and all of the stuff and hijacking the trucks, doing all of that. They start to really get that rock and rolling when the weather gets warm here pretty quick. They got no basketball. They got no ability to party. They have a house party. It gets nailed by the police. Everything happens. You got guy here in somewhere in this metro here who went cucamonga, and he apparently had a plot to blow up a hospital because of the COVID-19. The FBI or somebody, whoever did, took him down, I guess. I didn't know him, so I don't truck with that, and I'm not into all of that. But at the same time, I'm not into total martial law, all right? I'm not into that. Particularly when this was and is a bioengineered weapon that was allegedly, and I'm not saying that U.S. soldiers took it over to China. I'm saying the Red Chinese who worked at Harvard and KU and Kansas State and Lawrence Livermore and Cold Springs Harbor and a whole lot of other places, University of Michigan, Wisconsin, all kind of places getting their graduate degree, you know, that they're the ones that were spying for the Red Chinese and probably took a little Fort Detrick item home with them. Tweaked it a little bit with the HIV, perhaps, or maybe that was left over from the Gulf War, you see, stuff like that. Because SARS was created, you see, by the Chinese. And then I've told you about all of them playing with the bats in Berea, Kentucky, and all the caves, all of that crap. So there was something that happened. It was released, and I'm standing by what I'm saying, although they're telling you now that, oh, that's Chinese propaganda. No, what the Chinese foreign minister said was that the U.S. Army brought it there. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the Red Chinese stole it from the U.S. community, probably just doing research for future, you know, viruses and stuff, right? Watch the movie Outbreak. Watch the movie I saw the other night, Contagion, and understand how this stuff works, okay? And so somebody, probably the Queen of England and the Rothschilds, told allegedly, in my opinion, which I'm entitled to write to an opinion, probably said, we don't care if all of the people die on the planet because Prince Philip wants to come back to the deadly virus. I gave you the quotes. I gave you Ted Turner's quotes. I gave you a whole bunch of other quotes on that. They want to kill off population planet Earth no more than Thomas Malthus, one of their agent tour, who invented some of the modern economics, said that the planet Earth system can only handle 500 million people. It's on the Georgia Guidestones in Aberdeen, Georgia. Go up and look at it. You're around the area. So this is the devil's run. This is the time for him to make his run. Well, the Lord can stop that. Yes, he can. However, this is the time where you get to choose who you're going to be with, you see. Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Or with Lucifer, or you're just going to be lukewarm. Well, if you're going to be lukewarm, and I'm not going to raise my head, I'm not going to say nothing. Oh, boy, I'm just going to hide between the raindrops. But the Lord Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, if thou are lukewarm, I spew it to you out of my mouth. All right? So why did somebody sabotage, which was in the initial reports of these tests at the CDC prior to President Trump going down there, why was it they prevented the FDA man from getting into the labs, and then apparently they had to clean all the labs before he got there, and even after he got there, allegedly he found evidence of contamination in the CDC labs? Who screwed up the tests? Who blew the tests up so we couldn't test early on? And so more would spread it. Who, remember when old Hawk told you? Remember when I told you back in January that when they were going to bring them into all these different Air Force bases, that was indicative that they were intentionally trying to spread it? And that according to my old Mr. K from Coronado Way, that we both decided that it sounded a whole lot like the overture. That's an overture, you see. And if you also read between the lines when you see, allegedly, that Fauci wrote a nice little love letter to old Hillary through her secretary, Mills, or it was Cheryl Mills, and said that he loved Hillary. Okay. All right? Well, do you think that something couldn't be engineered and that some of the steps and things involved in handling this, regardless of how smart and senior somebody might be, do you think it might be designed to be the albatross around President Trump's neck? Not that he's perfect by any means. He's got a high IQ, but he's naive on certain things. He learns extremely quickly. And yes, he's a billionaire, and I'm not, okay? At the same time, he's only used to talking to bankers and goofballs. He relates well to people from when he was younger and he was on construction sites. And he is the duly elected president, and I voted for him, and I like what he's done. And I do support him, but I've also tried to tell him about who really has control of the space stuff. Now he's created a space force, but he gave it back to the Air Force, who are trying to hide it from the first place. Go back and look at Blue Book. If you've been watching the Blue Book show, you know that too. But the overture is carried out by agents of the secret services of Russia or the Soviet satellite countries and by mercenaries recruited by intermediaries. The principal method employed at this stage is great terror. That is a kind of terror which is not conducted in the name of Russia and the Soviet Secret Service do not, at this stage, leave their visiting cards or leave other people's cards. The terror is carried out in the name of our existing extremist groups, not connected in any way with Russia, the Soviet Union, whatever. The GRU reckons that in this period, its operations should be regarded as natural disasters, actions by forces beyond human control, mistakes or glitches committed by people, or as terrorist acts by organizations not connected to them. The terrorist act carried out in the course of the overture required very few people and very few weapons and little equipment. In some cases, all that may be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, a box of matches, or a glass ampule. Some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. Oh, for an example, an epidemic of an infectious disease at 7 of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of halving or cutting in half the combined naval might of the enemies of Russia, or back then they called it the Soviet Union. Well, do you not hear that we got the Theodore Roosevelt who's got the COVID on it? And that now we got Marines that got it, and this one's got it, and that one's got it, and the whole bit. And now we just happen to have about 5 GOP senators, you know. And they've got it, so they had to give up some stuff and couldn't pass it in the Senate. Now we're going to even see if Pelosi will pass this in the House. Incidentally, you see how she, her backdrop looks presidential now, and Governor Andrew Cuomo's backdrop looks presidential. Now, Pelosi's a stark raving lunatic than that, who can't form three sentences together, she's so loosened up. Although you tell her she's not praying, she thinks she's praying, and that it's okay, and that probably this Francis tells her that abortions are just fine. Abortions and being LGBTQXYZ4379s. That's the key to salvation. You see? Not Lord Jesus. Not what the Bible says. But they're looking real presidential. So I don't even know. Biden sure isn't. You ever see anybody touch their face so much other than that thing with the Whoopi Goldberg, Whoopi Doopi, and those people? So I'm going to tell you what, they still want to come for your guns, and I think that in these FEMA capitals and stuff, and obviously they control the Mississippi River and where it meets with the Missouri, and they control this end of the Missouri River down over here or up over here, and they got both sides of the state line ringed around their FEMA 7 capital. Now the head guy, and incidentally, when you go to their web, you can find out who runs them and who the head people are and who the regional ones are in your smaller area and see who they are, you see? At least the head guy 7 is a Trump appointee, Army Colonel. But I'm going to tell you what, when the gangbangers who were tasked with this to be cannon fodder in the future start to really go wild and throw the cartel boys in with that, all right? Then you're going to see people in the rich neighborhoods or the upper middle class or the, or just the good working people in the middle class section or working class section are being affected by burglaries and carjackings and hijacks and grabbing you at the ATM and home invasion, the whole nine yards. Then people are going to start begging for the military to come in and to do something. And then you see that comes in, and then we go right back. One more time, as I've told you 100 times. Graves and I sit here and discuss it at night. 2008, George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. 12 October 2008. We'll be right back.